Welcome to Amit Sehgal Telegram. A lot happening today, huh?
Absolutely. Big news about the Qatargate investigation. Police requested a 3-week extension to the house arrest for Yonatan Yurich and Eli Feldstein. But even bigger, they're now suspecting Yurich of obstruction of justice, too.
Wow, that's a serious development. I see. And then there's MK Kahana's statement. He's saying anyone talking about Netanyahu's incapacitation just wants chaos. Interesting take.
Definitely political maneuvering there. And speaking of Netanyahu, his trial continues. He'll be testifying until May 7th, then cross-examination begins. Big day for him, for sure.
It is. And then we have Smotrich. He says he'll be taking a coffee and bathroom break when Ronan Barr speaks at the cabinet meeting today. A pointed statement, to say the least.
Very pointed. And it ties into the bigger story about Ronan Barr and the bereaved fathers. Itzik Bonzel is petitioning the High Court, wants Barr cross-examined about his varying accounts. Seems there's some serious tension there.
Uh-huh, got it. Then Smotrich is trying to smooth things over with the Shin Bet, telling them Barr's actions don't tarnish them. It's a complicated situation.
Absolutely. And now this bombshell from Yehoshua Shani, another bereaved father. He's confirming that Barr promised to resign by May 15th. This whole thing is getting messier by the minute.
It really is. And then, amidst all this, some good news. Elisha Madan, who was critically injured and lost both legs in the Gaza War, will be lighting a torch at the Independence Day ceremony. A truly inspiring story.
Absolutely. A moment of national pride. But back to the Barr saga. There's a petition to the High Court asking Barr to clarify when he'll resign, given his promise to Shani. This is a high-stakes game of political chess.
It is. And the question remains, why did Shin Bet sources deny Barr ever said he'd resign? Something doesn't add up.
Agreed. And then a truly disturbing development. Protesters targeted Minister Amichai Chikli's children at their school bus stop. A new low in the protests, for sure. That's just unacceptable.
Completely unacceptable. Targeting children is never okay. Then the IDF confirmed overnight strikes in Gaza, targeting about 40 engineering vehicles used for terror. A significant operation.
Indeed, a show of force. Back to the Qatargate hearings, the judge questioned the police representative about the alleged obstruction of justice by Yurich. Seems like the judge wasn't entirely convinced.
Right. And some more uplifting news. Minister Regev announced the three planners of Operation Beepers will be lighting torches at the ceremony. A well-deserved honor.
Absolutely. And finally, Judge Mizrahi rejected the police request to extend Feldstein and Yurich's house arrest. A win for the defense there.
A big win. And then there's Trump, saying he finished a call with Netanyahu. They agreed on everything regarding Iran and tariffs. Always interesting to hear about those conversations.
Definitely. And to wrap up, a heads of parties meeting scheduled for Sunday to discuss the draft law, opening of the Knesset session, and choosing a representative for the Attorney General Search Committee. A busy week ahead.
It certainly is. Thanks for joining me today for this whirlwind of news. We'll be back soon with more updates. Until then, goodbye from Amit Sehgal, Telegram.
Bye-bye.